And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090. Good fishing going on right now. Bluefin is the name of the game. It's local, and it is biting and pretty darn exciting that that's happening on April 3rd, that there's good fishing going on. April Fool's Day bluefin was a pretty cool treat. And, hey, lots going on this morning. We're having lots of fun. We got the boys from the Independence, 22nd Street Landing, San Pedro Bay Company, everything that you guys do.
Point Loma Builder Extraordinaire,
Point Loma Sport Fishing. It's very exciting, and we're stoked to have you guys in here. Good time of year for it. I know the boat just got a maintenance, boat's on the way, and it's not easy to – you guys have a very busy schedule, so we really appreciate you coming in and BSing and talking fishing with us for a couple hours. And, hey, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. We want to hear from you. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the way to get a hold of us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can try our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing and talking fun, a couple of great prizes at the end of the show today. Two lucky callers, first of which is going to win a six-pack of live deception jigs, courtesy of Ahi USA, a very, very cool prize. Six-pack of live deception jigs. And if you're not familiar with those jigs from Ahi, it's a dart-style jig with an extremely realistic finish. Very cool-looking jigs. Good hooks, good split rings. It's a very, very nice lure. And then in addition to that, another lucky caller, the full AFTCO performance package, including an AFTCO performance shirt and a pair of shorts. Really appreciate a great package from our good friends up at AFTCO. A really nice prize pack for two lucky callers at the end of the show today. Again, very busy phone lines. If you want to get through, the only line we have open is our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones, and why don't we start the second hour off with Tom, who's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning, hey, Tom.
I got a question. As you guys are coming up from down below, do you guys actually see the yellowfin pushing their way up like they did last year, or do they come in more off the Pacific? And then my other question is, how effective do you guys feel the flatfall jig is for the bluefin and the yellowfin? I kind of think that the yellowfin are a little more active on the flatfall jig, but I guess that could be just time of day and that sort of thing.
Well, I think yellowfin are more apt to eat the artificial jigs and lures than bluefin are. Bluefin are just a little touchier fish, and, you know, we do catch bluefin on jigs of various types, you know, especially deeper, early in the morning, late in the evening, things like that. As far as the question on do we see yellowfin, this is our first trip of the season, so the boat went down on the outside. So there really hasn't been many guys going up and down. But we do see that yellowfin. Some years it pushes up along the beach, you know, like when I say the beach, like anywhere on the coast from down on the ridge up, you know, outside of Cedros, up above Cedros, we see it coming up there. But, you know, from some of the tags we've gotten back that they've done monitoring on some of the yellowfin, a lot of that yellowfin moves in and out from the coast, like hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Really?
Yeah. There was some of the tags we got back showed that yellowfin would go like anywhere from like 500 to 1,000 miles outside of Guadalupe.
Wow.
Out in some little zone, and then come back in and outside of Laos and come back in. And then a few of the tags we got back from Laos, this was a few years back, showed the fish kind of going down toward the islands and in toward Cabo and then up toward Aleos, kind of in that triangle.
Yeah, big triangle.
Yeah. You know. So I think there's, in my opinion, I think there's a couple of different, call it stocks for lack of a better word, or areas where you have more of that fish that's that hangs out between Cabo, the islands at Lajos, and maybe Guadalupe, and then you have maybe that school-sized fish that's, you know, anywhere from small 15-pound fish up to maybe 40-pound fish that may work offshore for some reason because there's something out there to eat or the conditions are right or, you know, it's really hard to say. You know, they've tagged great white sharks, and they've been out in the same area. So there's kind of a convergence zone out there where maybe the currents are bringing an area together that has bait and life out there.
And another thing, too, these yellowfin tuna are not always surface eaters. Mm-hmm. We do see them up on the surface. But these yellowfin tuna, majority of them are down in the canyons, down in the bottom, feeding on boxfish, feeding on red crab, feeding on all sorts of crazy stuff that live near the bottoms of these canyons. And there's schools of them down deep during the wintertime when we don't see them up on the surface. All of a sudden during the summer, the water gets warmer, and sure, they start getting tuned into that small fry size sardine that just got born. All this fish, the eggs are hundreds of miles off the beach. They get born out there, and they're like maybe half an inch in size. So the fish start going towards the surface, feeding on that.
Okay.
But a lot of this yellowfin tuna, when we flush them out, they're loaded with stuff that you only see on the bottom.
Yeah. You know, we always say, too, as far as where they're here, what time of year and everything, the fish don't know. Fish sure don't have a calendar. They know condition and food.
And water temperature and food, yes,
they do. Water condition's right and the food is there, they're going to be there. And if it's not, they're just not.
Yeah.
And nothing in between. Hey, great phone call. Appreciate it very much. Let's move on to the next and talk to Matt calling us from La Mesa. Matt, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning. Always appreciate the information you guys give us when it comes to on the bait front. And a little success story I have for you in regards to your guys' quality of squid. I was out fishing with Brandon Hayward for sea bass about a month ago, and unfortunately got smoked by a couple of those big ones. But what I did catch that I've never caught before was about 125-pound black sea bass on squid. And we're asking Brandon about the squid. Where did he get it? He said he got it from you guys. Yes, it was a premium price, but, you know, good bait gets you good results, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for the...
Yeah. It's just we're
who wants some more to swim up?
Yeah, it's just right now the warm water cycle we're in. It's strictly a warm water deal where that squid kind of... You know, we've seen it in all the other El Niños where this local squid that we normally fish, you know, which is what we call market squid. Mm-hmm. It's a Loligo squid is the actual name of it.
Ligo?
Loligo, yeah, Loligo squid. There's also another squid, like on the East Coast down the Falkland Islands, called Elex squid, which is different. It's a heavy-bodied squid. Longliners like it because it stays on the longline hooks real well. But the actual squid we use is Loligo. And, you know, we've seen that in the El Niños. It just it goes to where, you know, it's like any fish.
Sure.
It's not going to be around here if the conditions aren't right and there's not what it needs to survive. So
those people that are out there that are hungering for that San Pedro squid being the best stuff, when they're not seeing it, that's it. I mean, you got, and that's the difference, and why the bait that you guys, you know, offer to the public is so good, is because it's caught the right way and it's kept the right way and it's sold the right way. And you know, you don't buy a big block of squid from somewhere else and defrost it and put it in your bag.
No.
Here's what happens is, there's bait quality squids. Okay, so say a guy goes out and fishes an area and he comes in and the squid might not be as good a quality, maybe he caught it further away or something. And the market, you know, a big part of what the market sells is bait squid. Mm-hmm. It goes all over the world as frozen in 10 kg boxes, 22-pound boxes, and it's sold. It may be lesser quality,
right,
than what we call food quality. So that better quality squid, maybe a little larger, all goes to food grade. So that food grade gets packed in 10 kg boxes as well. But a lot of it goes to China, Europe,
sure,
all over the place. So there's two different qualities of squid, and we're trying to package food quality squid for bait.
Yeah, we're basically putting food quality in a bait box.
Yeah.
That's why it gets bit better.
It's not pink, it's not,
no,
you know, it's just it's right, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's like you did it yourself.
Yeah, some boats that bring squid in commercially have better fish wells than others. Some keep the temperature down, sure, better than others, and that's how the markets will judge what they're going to do with that fish. And the boats that we get it off of, which our own boats, does have very, very good,
yeah,
quality of refrigeration. Anyway, there is a little bit of frozen squid for sale at 22nd Street Landing, by
good.
The way.
Good. There you go. That's the hot spot.
There are 5-pound boxes. Yeah, and sure.
We're down to our last pallet or two.
Yeah.
We're down to hardly.
But that being said, when guys are wondering why, that's why it's not there, because it's not there to catch, and you're not going to put something else in there when the right stuff is available to catch again. You're going to catch it, and it's going to be available.
Me and Mark, we don't want to put a bad product out there, then it gets...
Well, right now we take anything for squid, but I mean, it's not around.
Yeah.
Sure. There you go. Hey, okay. Well, again, appreciate the phone call, Matt, very much, and congrats on getting your big black sea bass. That's a fun one to knock off the list.
Yeah, that was caught on that 16 HGA that I got from you guys.
Hey,
so,
right on.
That was set it up as a sea bass kelp cutter rig.
Nice.
And ended up catching that instead, which, you know...
Always fun to pull on.
I was going to say, it was a half hour, but it was a good half hour.
That's awesome. Well, hey, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for that. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Our man, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line right now. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Paul. Hey, Ricky.
How you doing?
Good
morning.
Hey, guys. Unbelievable. The season never ended, and now we're going full rack again. Tuna all over the place. There's tuna outside of Dana Point. You know, they got them on the Helena on April Fool's Day. It wasn't a joke. They really did catch them. There's and they see top speed with two guys rowing and the boat going as fast as it goes. It does 8 knots. So you can only imagine how close that fish was.
That's so cool.
All I can say is that you need to find a boat that's going and you need to go fishing, because who knows what might happen. If it's any indication of what might happen, you just want to be out there. You just don't want to wait until you read about it on Fish Dope or you hear Ricky talking about it in there. You want to be the guy they're talking about. That's what I tell all my clients all the time. Don't wait till it's wide open in July. Go now and be in the news. Get out there. Go fishing, man. There's yellows all over Catalina. There's yellows all over Clemente. One day they bite really good. The next day they don't, because everybody sits there and waits till... Oh, they bit really good yesterday, and they go, and that's the wrong day. You just want to go. You just got to go and go and go. That's my tip. You just have to get out on a boat and go fishing. If you have your own boat, great. If not, Mark and Paul have a phenomenal amount of boats that you can go on, or my dad has a phenomenal amount of boats you can go on. You just have to get out there and go fishing. That's all I can say is there's never not a reason to go fishing. You just got to go.
There's nothing more true than that, and Danny did a great job of the bluefin, did and is continuing to do so. Great job. Info, where to go, what time, how it's being caught. That's the thing about Fish Dope, is when something new happens, you jump on there. Danny's on it. Great reports from yourself, guys from the boats, guys from the bait haulers. It's a very great source to find your information on fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership, you can enter the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no spaces again. Hook Up Now is going to get you $20 off a new subscription to fishdope.com. And Dave, great report. Couldn't agree with you more. The time to go is right now. Everybody wants to say they caught a bluefin in April.
Absolutely. Why
hey,
not?
If somebody wants to go fishing with you, or better yet, have you go with them and show them how to do what you do, how do we do that, Dave?
What you guys can do is you can look me up on the web at Your Saltwater Guide. And then you can email me through that, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll come with you on your boat. I'll teach you how to use all those electronics. I'll show you why, how, and where to go on your boat to catch fish. I meet you at whatever level you're at. If you want to just go and enjoy your boat, or if you just need someone to drive, whatever you want, I'm there. I'm the guy. Let's go get some fish.
I love it, man. And like you say, whatever level you want things to have, that's what's going to go on, whether it's a guy just to help you throw the lines and give you a pointer to driving the entire day and you just enjoying your boat with your buddies.
Absolutely. And guess what? I'm bringing that comedy show today at the docks, Rick. So
look out.
Yeah, you guys might want to look out. I don't know if Mr. Lopresti is going to enjoy it as much as everybody else, but it's pretty fun to watch.
Well, Dave, if somebody wants to enjoy going fishing with you one more time, shoot us a phone number and how we do it.
949-374-0786, or look me up on the web at Your Saltwater Guide, and I'll see you guys on the water.
Great job as always, Dave. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you then.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you of a very cool event coming up soon. It's Terramar Tuesday. Shimano proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter-day boats in the fleet and use top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesdays going on now through September. You can join the Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landings under the same price as a regular three-quarter-day, but the difference is there'll be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano rods and reels that are going to be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. A member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to help answer any questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try completely for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesdays on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th, aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. You can check the landing website for more details on the trips, and on the trips page at hookup1090.com, and as the dates continue to roll in, we'll make sure to post them again on that trips page, hookup1090.com. I know next Tuesday the boys are really excited. Got a chance to talk to Captain Ryan Boston yesterday about that bluefin fishing that they experienced and how cool from a three-quarter-day trip to be running on spots of 50 to 60-pounders. Most of that fish was all caught on artificial lure, so basically you're using your yellowtail surface iron gear and pulling on big bluefin. So time to go for sure. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to John calling from San Diego. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing? I want to say hello to Paul, Mark, and you, Rick.
Good morning.
And, good morning.
I'd like to share my fishing history. I've been a San Diego native, always wanted to go long-range fishing, and about 8 years ago, a guy from work asked me if I wanted to go. My first trip ever was a day and a half on the Legend. I shortly thereafter met my brother-in-law, and that was the year that Andy Bosifo caught the 346 on your guy's boat.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my brother-in-law the day after he got off the trip. I immediately hooked up on a 5-day, on a 10-day, and I've been hooked ever since, and I do at least 1 year on the Indy. And I was on a trip 2 years ago, and, Paul, you showed me your alternative hook method into a Dean, and it was amazing to me how within 30 seconds I had a fish on.
Yeah, it works.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I share that with people now as far as, you know, that there's three good ways to hook up, and really appreciate the boat. I really appreciate the operation you guys have out there.
Well, thanks for calling, John. Yes, it's like we were saying earlier in the show, that there's ways of hooking a bait that really works, and there's ways of hooking a bait that works okay, and for the most part, yeah. But thank you.
That's awesome. Good call, John. When are you going next on the Indy?
You know, through contractual obligations at work, I had to drop my Tim Kyberg trip this year, but I'm looking at maybe a 10-day in October next year in 2017. I'm trying to get two or three buddies to go also.
There you go,
That'd
John.
That'd be great.
Hey, well, appreciate the phone call, and good luck when you get back out there. Appreciate that very much. Next up, let's talk to Fred. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Fred. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, hey, it's just great. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I haven't met Captain Mark or Captain Paul, but I know Jeff Dubay. I went on my very first long-range trip that was over 5 days on the Indy back in 2012. And for those of you who have never been on a long-range trip like that, I went solo. I had nobody to go with or anything. I just went, okay, we're going to do it. And when I got there, the operation was so smooth. Everything was put on board. And one thing I always tell everybody is if you're going to go, mark your luggage so they know whose is whose, because it really is important. And they even thanked me for that. And the thing about the boat that I love so much is the fact that, you know, they have a big ballast on the below the bow. And when we came back up the stream, we had 8 to 12 foot rollers hitting us. And I can't tell you how smooth that ballast made that ride. I mean, yeah, you're going to get kicked. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, being on other boats and being in rough weather, that was just amazing. I couldn't believe it. And we had Brandon Hayward aboard, which was just a real treat. And he's just the greatest guy you ever want to meet. and he'll tell you anything you want to know. One quick question. On the butt hook that you were talking about, the sardine, the point goes toward the rear or toward the front?
It goes in the butt, and I just leave it. I go right past the barb, and that's it.
Oh, really?
I don't go out, although it probably doesn't make that big of a difference, but I go straight in, right past the barb so the hook doesn't come out, and I just leave it alone. That's how I do it. That's
wow.
how I'll personally show guys how to do it like that. But, yeah, you know, you'll get a bite if you go out with the hook also. I've seen guys get bites all different directions, but that's how I personally
do it. There you go.
Well, I got to tell you, for those of you who are thinking about going on a long-range trip, the Indy is probably one of the most beautiful boats in the fleet out there. And I tell you, you walk on board, you don't have to do anything. They just point you in the right direction. You don't even have to think. It's that good.
No doubt about that.
You know, and Fred, you know, the listeners know that you don't even have to bring a rod or a reel.
Yeah.
Seeker, Eric from Seeker, the new owner there, really, really been taking care of us on the rods. Avet, who's one of our main supporters on the reel application, been taking care of us really good on the reels. And, I mean, we got you taken care of. If you don't have the right rod and reel for that particular day or that particular size of fish for that day, we got one for you.
And that's across the board, whether it's on a 16-day trip or a five-day trip.
Exactly.
If you need an extra 40-pound rig to go fish at the Coronado, you know, at Cedros
anyway.
Island,
yep.
Or if you need a 50 wide to go fish down on a long trip, whatever the tackle may be, that shouldn't be what limits you on going fishing aboard.
Exactly.
Because you know, if you're just getting into it, the tackle outfitting it can be a major expense,
right.
And you just don't need it. The gear is very well maintained, top of the line. And hey, Fred, appreciate the phone call very much. I'm glad you had such a great time fishing with the boys here. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones have been literally packed the entire show. For the first time, we have an open phone line on our local number, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, with all this talk about bluefin fishing, I know lots going on, lots of trips out there, and obviously you guys being a part of Point Loma Sport Fishing, some great opportunities to go fishing for this bluefin at Point Loma, both the local yellowtail that's going on and offshore fishing, but lots of good opportunities going right now, and I believe it's the Dominator, right, that starts running Wednesday night overnight trips, and this fish from San Diego well within overnight range and a really solid value too, $205 to go catch a bluefin right now.
Yeah, we got awesome. The Dominator running Wednesday night starting, mm-hmm. and then for the three-quarter day or half-day guys, we obviously have the Mission Bell and the Daily Double, and that fish is getting closer, so that Mission Bell might be in the action here shortly.
Sure. I mean, I think that Coronado Islands, there's good yellowtail fishing to be had. That bluefin, if they wanted to poke offshore, I mean, that's one of those things, and, you know, you've been behind the wheel a whole lot of times. That's never an easy decision to make. You know, I mean, there's... You know, you've kind of got to commit to one or the other. So it's both within range and very cool opportunities. I see Dominator also got a day and a half trip listed on Friday night. So very good fishing to be had out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And obviously the beauty of Point Loma, so easy to get on a trip. All you need to do is just jump online, pointlomasportfishing.com. You can literally book your trip right online. You basically have access to the same system that the guys in the office do. I mean, it's right. The same reservation system. So, you know, real time, you can see the availability of the trip. You can book your trip online. Or if old school, you just want to talk to somebody, hey, man, send me fishing what day? You always give them a call, 619-223-1627. Talk to anybody there, and they'll get you dialed in.
Yeah, and very, very similar with the Independents. You go on our website at independentsportfishing.com, and you go right on our schedule, and you can book right online, and then obviously get a hold of Judy. But we do have a few spots that opened up. Today it was brought to my attention.
Judy just said within the last day there's been a couple of spots, you know, single spots here or there. You can see what the schedule's like. I mean, there's no spot. Those spots aren't going to last more than a day or two. This is your chance. If you've heard us talking about the giant Independents, wide, comfortable, everything you've been hearing everybody else talk about and you want to go, just you can book your spot right now. That'll secure it. And then on Monday when Judy's in the office, you can get everything all firmed up.
Or you can call her right now. I have her 24/7. And she's listening. I'm sure she is.
I believe that. And I guarantee if we say something wrong, we're going to hear about it.
Yeah, yes, we will.
Well, we appreciate it, Judy. And Judy does a great job. And everybody's favorite person to talk to. I don't think I've ever met a person that's always so happy as Judy is, for sure. Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to you guys. How about we start this one off with Mike calling us from Carlsbad. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks.
Good morning.
Hey, I kind of wanted to know, how do you determine from trip to trip where you go? Is it you go back to the same place because you know there's fish there, or how do you really determine that?
Well, I think that's the great thing about our long-range fleet. You know, we all work together, and... you know, what information we get from the other boats will dictate a lot of where we're going to go and what we're going to do. Besides the local knowledge we have and the years of experience of fishing, you know, we use, you know, if things are kind of scratchy, we'll use our sea surface temperature charts to kind of pick a good area to start in. Or if the water's moved, we can kind of keep an eye on, see, you know, where the water's kind of moving to, and that gives us a good idea. But, you know, overall, there are certain areas we fish on certain trips of how many days they run. So, you know, you're on a 5-day trip, you know you're going to be fishing between Cedros and San Diego. If you're on a 10-day trip, you know you got the ridge, Alejos Rocks to work with. and combined with the fact that you got boats coming and going all the time and relaying information to us, that's going to dictate where we fish.
It's impressive how well the long-range fleet communicates back and forth. You know, you guys are colleagues on the water, and information is shared that, you know, it helps you to get it just as much as it does to give it out. And, you know, it might not necessarily be, you know, hey, Mark, the fish are biting down here. It's, you know, we had good conditions. We fished here a couple days ago, because you guys are usually coming and going at different times. And, you know, you might be in the area on your way down that somebody else might need to be coming up a couple of days later. And it's amazing how well all those, you know, most all of your boats share information back and forth.
Yep.
Exactly.
Cool. Hey, again, appreciate the phone call, Mike, very much. Thanks a lot for that. How about we jump back into him, talk to Dave. He's calling us from Miramar this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dave.
Last year I was out on a nice trip on another boat, and I looked off in the distance, and I saw the Independence. That thing is huge. I know you mentioned earlier in the session here that it has seven bathrooms, but how long is your boat, and how many do you take on board?
What are the specs like, guys?
Well, we're 113, 112-ish by 32 feet wide, and we draw like about 8 feet of water. You know, earlier the one gentleman was mentioning we have, you know, it's a bulbous bow is what it's called. It's a big bulb on the bow that it helps us as far as traveling in the water. It keeps our bow steadier. It breaks the sea before you hit it. The boats, it's just a big roomy boat.
Yeah, comfortable. This is the one that always blows me away. How much bait, how many scoops of sardine can you put on the Independence?
A lot.
Plenty.
That's classified information.
Classified. You've got to sign an agreement not to talk about it.
A whole bunch. Well, that's
right,
cool.
Thanks, guys.
Hey,
you're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call very much, Dave. Hey, let's talk to another guy that I know is a whole lot about fishing, and I know, Frank, we've been very fired up about this local season going on. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. What's up, Frank?
Well, a whole bunch of things I wanted to let our folks know. First of all, RP came back Friday with a very nice trip of yellowfin and wahoo. They're leaving today. Jonathan Yamati's at the helm with Roy being on deck this trip, and they're leaving on an 18-day trip. But on the local scene, I wanted you to know the Shogun is scheduled Monday night, limited load, 31 passengers fishing bluefin tuna. I'm sure you've been talking about that all morning. They got in this morning from their Colonette trip with limits of yellowtail, beautiful great yellowtail, and a little bit of rockfish. Shogun is running Monday night and Wednesday night on the day and a half trips, and then Friday night, another day and a half trip, which is Colonette. Then later in the month, there's some three-day trips, and everybody should pay attention to this.
Yeah.
The three-day trips at $695, I believe it is. You can go to Colonette, fish one day, and then the second day, fish bluefin tuna. So just want to get that out there. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Awesome.
And, well, you're right about us talking about all morning. Everybody's very excited and so cool to see the range and the spread of that fish, both from seeing the three-quarter day fishing that Captain Ryan Boston had on the San Diego to hearing about the great fishing that Buzz and Drew and all the boys had that have been fishing the overnight and day and a half trips. The season couldn't be started off any better, and we sure are excited about it, Frank.
Yeah, it's sure amazing. Seeing this bluefin bite in April is just unbelievable like this. So, all right, have a good rest of your show. Thank you for letting me report.
Yeah,
Frank,
appreciate
we'll
the info.
Frank.
Thanks a lot for that. All right, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Again, if you want to get through the only line open, local line, 858 area code 457-1090 open right now. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Frank, who's calling us from Oxnard this morning. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Frank?
Good.
Say, I wanted to ask you about kite fishing. I went on the Indy last summer and had a ball with that kite fishing. I was wondering about the conditions you need to do that.
Good question.
Well, you need wind.
Yeah. You know, and wind, obviously, too much wind is not good, but you can still fly a kite in heavy winds. But I think our biggest problem we have isn't having too heavy winds, it's having too light of winds. And, you know, sometimes if there's not enough wind, we use the helium balloons to add to the kite to get them up high enough.
A helium balloon could provide the lift, but you still need the wind to get it away from the boat.
To get it away
from
the boat.
It's going to go straight up above you, and that's not doing you much good.
Yeah. You know, we were fishing down at Mag Bay, you know, a number of years ago when that big fish was around Mag Bay, and it was just dead. I mean, literally, if you were smoking a cigarette, the smoke would be above your head 20 feet. That's how calm it was. And we couldn't get these kites away from the boat. So what we did was we rigged up these helium balloons by themselves because you can get them away. And as we were coasting into stops, we'd let them go. And, man, these big fish would come up and boil
so
on them.
So cool.
But, I mean, you couldn't get a kite away from the boat to save your life.
Yeah.
But if you did, like, you get a little gust of, like, 3 knots of wind, it was like...
Just a puff.
It was like instant.
Is there anything cooler in the world than seeing one of those big giant ones crashing on those
Oh, yeah, especially when it's, like, 40, 50 feet away.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Basically, though, we do have different kites for different types of wind.
Okay.
Down in the hurricane, sometimes we'll be blowing 20 knots, 25 knots, and we got a kite made for that. And then you have kites made for 4 to 5 knots. Perfect. I love that 8 to 10 to 12 knots. Guys, oh, it's windy today. Oh, no, you want the wind. You need that wind to get that big squid. Let's say you're fishing with a 2-pound squid. You need wind to get that kite to pull that bait away from the boat where you need it.
So anchored up.
Yeah, you need the squid.
Anchored
you need the wind.
Anchored up down below somewhere on a big fish spot. And I know that there's different times you bite everything, but do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite bait to send out on the kite for catching a real big one?
It all depends.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're eating the squid, eating the flying. I love flying fish. I love squid. I love then there'll be times when you use the puffer fish. There'll be times when you use the whole skipjack.
Sure.
But, you know, squid does pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Double flyers do really good, too. Double sardines, or single flyer. Double sardines do very well also.
Okay.
It's all about the fish that particular day.
What about kite gear? I know that's something that, you know, not necessarily a lot of people have. I mean, you have, you know, I know you have rods and reels for bait fishing, but does a guy need to bring his own gear for fishing the kite? You guys,
we got
that?
The kite gear. Okay. We got the big rods, the 130-pound reel test line on the big reels. We have 80s. We have 50 wides. We have 4Xs. We have 3x5s. We have some beautiful 3x5s just for the kite, which is a very heavy rod made for this kite. We have all the tackle for that heavy kite fishing.
Now, what about, you know, areas you fish in? I mean, is that strictly a long-range thing? Do you guys ever put the kite up on shorter trips, too? Like
no,
when you're...
No, you could use that kite just about, well, tuna fishing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, bluefin fishing, if you're drifting offshore, you can do it. It's set up a little different because, you know, you're drifting. Excuse me, but, yeah, that's something. And then, like Paul said, you know, depending on time of day, like that squid works good sometimes in the morning when the sun's just coming up and then... You have, like, kind of a little bit of a shadow. You know, sometimes when the sun's straight overhead and it's real bright, that squid tends to not work as well. So then you'll switch up and you'll use, you know, the double dean or you'll use a single flyer. Or last year we were sitting out at the hurricane on the trip they're on now, and we had these really nice live flyers that we caught at night for bait. And you'd put them out there, and you're watching. All of a sudden, the flyer starts flying out of the water.
That's
and,
so rad.
You got a fish on it.
Yeah,
and
you know it's about to go down.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that fish would boil on that bait 5, 6, 7 times, and the flyer's going this way and that way, and finally fish gets a hold of the flyer, and you're on. But that's really cool to watch, especially
awesome.
When it's nice. You know, like that one morning I'm talking about, it was, like, really calm. You could see everything.
See everything happen.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, fish like this local bluefin, when you're pulling up on these breezes that we've been talking about that are not biting that well, a lot of times you pull up, you fling that kite right over the top of the school with maybe a single dean or a double dean and keep your fingers crossed. That works a lot, especially on this bluefin when you're drifting. You
Might
know.
Be a good call for the guys that are out there fishing right now.
That's,
I mean, that fish
that's
is
what
boat,
I would be doing.
Fish is boat shy. It's
yep.
hard to get on. You can get in front of them, get that out there. Might unlock the code.
Yeah.
Hey, again, Frank, appreciate the phone call. Does that answer your questions for you?
Yeah, that was the most exciting fishing I've ever done.
Pretty cool. Frank, appreciate the phone call very much. We look forward to hearing from you again soon. Harvey in Simi Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harvey.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you, Harvey.
Actually, I've got two questions. First of all, for San Pedro, do you guys have any plans for having some kind of fishing processing similar to what San Diego has? And secondly, are you guys going to be trying to get permits for Guadalupe this year?
Well, the permit process for Guadalupe is like a 2-year process. We've looked into it. We haven't had any. We're not in the process currently. We're still researching that. But as far as the fish processing in San Pedro, I don't think that'll ever happen. I mean, it could, but the biggest problem is having a spot to do it.
Yeah,
you know, it's because and I'll tell you, the biggest problem is there's a lot of markets right down the street from, like, say, 22nd Street Landing that are set up perfect for it and could do it, but you're not allowed to handle sport caught fish in a commercial facility.
I gotcha.
So you have to build a complete different facility, like they did with like Frank and the guys did with Fisherman's Processing. Sure. I mean, if you've ever been in Fisherman's Processing, you know they spent a lot of money on that place. But it is pristine inside there. I mean, it's just stainless tables and clean, and you know, Rosie and Sean run a great operation there. It's a big job.
Yeah.
It's a big job, and it's a business, obviously, in itself, but it's something that we would never have time to do, like, up north. But so,
you need business, too. You need a lot of fish.
And you need a lot of business to pay for this facility.
Sure.
So... with no long range fishing going on in El Salvador, you mainly have day boats, 3/4 to 1/2 day boats. I don't know that you could generate enough business to do that.
And let's face it, you guys, you know, have fish that's processed on board the boat, you know, in traditional means that it has been before. I mean, the guys are certainly cutting fish for you on the way home. And
yeah, I mean, anything is possible.
Of course.
If I were to run a trip out of there, I would probably then have to line up a market that would be legally allowed to process sport caught fish, and anything's possible.
Sure.
But for right now, we don't see it because the volume of business, and wouldn't be enough volume to support your payroll and everything else that's involved in your
process. Great question, Harvey, appreciate it very much. Next up, let's talk to Mike on from San Carlos. Hi Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, I got in a little late, but my question was on the 3-day trip, like if you go to Colnett and go for a yellowtail, but the bluefin, like, I'm like an expert novice. So what am I supposed to bring? Like, and what size hooks, and flat falls, or what?
Guys,
if you're going on a 3-day trip, I mean, you know, say you go on a 3-day trip in July, you could expect to catch, you know, yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, hopefully albacore. That's kind of always a wild card, but.
Yeah.
You know,
I just mean like right about now.
Oh, like right now. I mean, these bluefin are ranging anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds is what I've heard. But I mean, you basically want a 40-pound outfit. It's going to be your go-to outfit. 40-pound outfit for bluefin fishing. You could also use it for yellowtail, and you know, a 30-pound outfit's good to have. I mean, those are going to be your two go-to rods and reels.
If you had like
what size hooks, and do those flat falls work?
Flat falls do work. As far as hook size, right now there's, like, I could say in both San Diego and Pedro, we have very similar sardines, and we also have anchovies in Pedro. But, you know, you should have some anchovy hooks, some number 2s and 4s, and then you should have at least some 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0 varieties to kind of cover the range of sardine you may encounter.
25-pound, 30-pound type rig for bait fishing, a 40-pound heavy rod, and that could probably also double as the rod that you yo-yo jig a yellowtail with.
Exactly.
Or if you had the extra gear, you know, some type of a taller, high-speed 50-pound reel, something ideal for winding a yo-yo jig with. And then when the day that you do go offshore, you tie your big flat fall or your chrome Tatty 9 on that thing and use that as your bluefin, you know, yo-yo type rod. So
yeah, it doesn't hurt to have a 50-pound, you know, bait rod,
sure,
too. I mean, if you have, like Rick says, the tackle is so good nowadays, you can have combination rods. You can have rods and reels with the high-speed, two-speed reels that are set up to fish bait and jig yo-yo fishing. Or, you know, I mean, obviously, the more you get into it, I mean, you could have 40 rods, and then you're going to want 41 rods. I mean, it's just like kind of like one of those things.
Just one more.
Always, yeah. So, I mean, but really your basic needs are like Rick was saying, 25 to 50 pound in that range, 3 rods, plenty.
That's cool. Hey, have a great time on your trip, Mike. Appreciate the phone call very much. Let's talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Very patient caller, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, two questions here. I've got a 500-yard Power Pro, 50 pound. Do I put that on 2 reels or should I put that on 1? And then for Mark and Paul,
We sit down for meals. Can we all sit down at one time, or is there two sittings going on?
It's a one seating on the Independence. We seat 32 for dinner. That's what we learned on the when we had the Independence, that it was really inconvenient having two seatings. So when we built the Independence, we wanted to make sure that our galley was large enough to seat the whole group at one time. And we seat 32, one-time seating, and 500 yards of Power Pro, normally that will fit on one reel.
Just all depends on the reel that you're putting
on,
Doug.
Reel.
You know,
we'll pound test, you know, I mean, the 65, 80, you know.
You were mentioning that you had the 50-pound Power Pro. The beauty of that is that might go on something as small as your Corrado bass reel for fishing calico bass and fill up two or three reels, or you might be putting all of that on your Talica 12 or your Trinidad 20 and fishing the whole thing with a short top shot. So the beauty of that is it's up to you. What I would do, Doug, go into your local tackle store, say, hey, these are the reels I got. I just, you know, I picked up this spool of line, and I want to, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of day-and-a-half fishing, or I'm going to go on a five-day in the Indy. These are the reels that I have. And a good shop's going to be able to figure out what you have and what holes might be in your tackle and help you appropriately put that line to the best use you can. Hey, Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Cameron, calling us from Wildomar this morning. Morning, Cameron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, boys. Hey, I got a quick comment and a quick question. Me and my boy are sitting here. I'm having a cup of coffee, and we're just getting so excited about all the talk about bluefin and possibly what can be coming up in the next couple months. My son is sitting here practicing his John Collins knot, his Palomar knot, and all the other setups, and we're pretty excited.
That's awesome.
In regards to that, I was talking to some of the deckhands on an overnight recently about what the requirements were for a person to be a pinhead. And they had told me that you had to be 18 now to be a pinhead, and I just wanted to see if that's true or not.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, yes, if you're actually working on the boat, in other words, you're actually hands-on.
A paid employee.
No, if you're just on there, because it's classified as hazardous occupation.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have minors doing a hazardous job. So as far as a pinhead goes, it's not like when we started, we were all 14, 13 years old, hopped on a boat. We used to go fishing. I mean, that was our thing. We'd go out on the boat fishing. We'd help clean up.
Yeah, you'd scrub the boat. You know, that was your job on the way back.
I mean, number one thing before you're going to work on a boat, you need to learn. If you're going to teach someone to fish, you got to know how to fish.
Yeah.
And you got to know how to fish very well. So, but things have changed. I mean, it's just with the labor regulations and stuff, it's very tough to put a kid on there. And so, I mean, it's kind of up to, I think it should be up to the parent.
Sure.
But I know there's been a few issues recently with some kids just helping out on the boat, you know.
Doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, right.
Doing nothing wrong. One of the boats up north and
the opposite of nothing wrong. Doing something very right.
Exactly.
Yeah, learning a trade and a skill and everything else. But like you say, it's the times that we're in, and, you know, you got to be by the book sometimes,
so,
and that's what it is.
There's something going on right now with that whole thing, and I don't know what's going to come out of it with the actual labor board.
Yeah,
so
sure. There you go.
I mean, if you're a young kid, you pay half price to go fishing, and you pay attention, and you can learn, but you got to have a ticket. If you're under 18, you can't really work as an employee on a boat. Now, on land, it's different. They have work permits, 16 years old, but they classify us a little bit different.
I got you. And you know what, though, that being said, but, Cameron, it sounds like your boy is really into it and wants to be a part of it, and I guarantee you if he you know, if he bent the ears of the guys on the boat and, you know, helped them scrub the down, they'd be that much more willing to help him and learn and teach and that kind of thing. And when he does turn 18, I'm sure he'd be a welcome part of the team. So
stay motivated. Stay motivated. That's the main thing. I mean,
there you go.
We were lucky enough to start an age where we're young and we didn't have this problem. And we were able to clean fish at 14 and all that good stuff.
Sure.
But anyways, go ahead.
That's it. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a pack of the six-pack Ahi jigs as well as that awesome AFCO performance package. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 23rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 23rd, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org. Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the winner of the six-pack of Ahi Deception Jigs, courtesy of our friends up at Ahi USA, going to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, and the AFTCO Performance Clothing Package going to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Guys, you're going to love your stuff. Boys, I can't get over how fast these 2 hours go by, but we really appreciate you hanging with us. I know not a ton of opportunities, but you said it best. There's always cancellations and always things that happen. So if somebody wants to ride on the Independence and go fishing with you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, obviously, you can go right online at independentsportfishing.com. Go click right on our schedule, and right there will print out exactly all of our trips. And if it's sold out or if it has remaining spots, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I have a 6-day trip right in the middle of 717. I mean, right in the middle there. I have two trips just opened up yesterday. Tahoe Tuna Club, another 7-day trip, one spot. John Collins, second annual. He's got two spots on that one that just opened up today.
There's
a few spots in the middle of summer. Definitely get on board and check it out. IndependentSportFishing.com.
Awesome. Point Loma Sport Fishing, trips running, 22nd Street Landing. Lots of good opportunities to come fishing.
Exactly.
With everything that you guys do. And speaking of 22nd Street Landing, we're going to have a lot of fun next weekend. Next Saturday, the boys from 22nd Street Landing are going to be joining us. And then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar. Guys, appreciate it very much. Awesome having you on here. Great information, and wish you continued success with the boat and the squid and the bait and everything else that's going on.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Hey, appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend. More Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mighty 1090.